guest on the radio station here with us this morning. From the Community Foundation, Mr. McCray Benson, and from Wine Sage and Gourmet, the lovely and talented Merritt Wolf. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all this morning?
Excellent. Fabulous.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Like a choir here.
It is.
We
it is.
Sing.
That was almost in harmony.
We can sing.
Literally almost in harmony. Of course, we are celebrating what used to be the first event of the season. But is one of the best events of the season, of course, and that is coming up the very first Monday in March, always the first Monday in March, Vintage Carolina in support of Community Foundation.
That's correct.
So McCray, let's start with you.
Okay.
The dollars that are raised through this event, that has been going on for a very long time.
It has.
It's been a very successful, and it's successful for many reasons. Talk to us a little bit about the Community Foundation, what the dollars for this event does, and how it helps the Community Foundation.
This helps us with those flexible dollars that allow us to enter into initiatives, to be able to work with area nonprofits about things that we see, what's coming, what's going on, what's on the danger edge,
yeah,
and what's an opportunity we ought to take care of. So it helps us with everything from, we have a quarterly meeting with all of the nonprofits that we call the Nonprofit Forum. We meet with the CEOs and talk about those types of things. And as things crop up, we look at them. So right this year, and it's probably going to be for 2 or 3 years, we're going to look at food insecurity. The requests get greater. It seems like we're delivering more food in our community than ever before. We'd like to see what's the next steps. And we've got the talent. We've got the expertise within our nonprofits, our community. The generosity's there. We just have to find, so how do we link these pieces together to actually make better outcomes for folks? Or are we going to have to feed them tomorrow and the next day and the next day and not know what's in the future for them beyond that?
So. It is hard to believe that in a market like this, that that's a situation that we are dealing with. And you're right. As we deal with our nonprofits all throughout the area, that's something we're continuing to hear about.
But we're also looking at initiatives like, how are we cultivating our next level of leadership? And how are we getting more voices at the table and being more inclusive with our leadership across our area?
Yeah.
We have to be careful not to splinter into so many different areas that we lose voices in the loudness of what's going on, and make sure we're at the table and listening to each other.
And it's important for people to hear that, too, because there are many people out there who their introduction to the Community Foundation may be scholarships or something like that. It's important for people to know that the Community Foundation is out there finding needs and doing what they can to help fill those needs. And that's exactly
right.
What this event is all about.
And we work hard to fulfill the intent of those donors who do this every year and have done it many years before, a generation before. We're now distributing more than $500,000 in scholarships every year.
Wow. That's tremendous.
We're distributing more than $4.5 million total in charitable giving each year.
Wow. Wow. And this event, the Vintage Carolina, certainly helps with the Community Foundation and helps make it happen. Merritt Wolf, you are not only owner and proprietor of Wine Sage and Gourmet, you are also the chair of Vintage Carolina this
Woo-hoo.
Year.
I am.
How about you?
I know. They must have been desperate.
No.
Of course not.
You've
of course not.
You've been working as a volunteer for a long time.
Yes.
Don't say that.
You have been heavily involved with Vintage Carolina for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about Vintage Carolina this year.
So this is our 15th year of Vintage Carolina.
Wow.
So we wanted to find a theme that really would play into the legacy of what Community Foundation is and does. And so we chose Masters of Philanthropy, working with the theme being the Masters, like Augusta.
Yes.
So it's going to be, obviously, it's at the Hendersonville Country Club, which is already, excuse me, a gorgeous place, perfect golf setting.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring spring into March a little early. And
thank you.
Yeah, no kidding.
We can all use that. We can all use that.
Absolutely. So hope people will, dress in their golf attire, maybe vintage golf attire, which is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course,
I'm thinking knickers.
That has been discussed a little bit.
Sure
yes.
It has. I'm sure it has.
And, people always like to dress up for this event. So that's still fine, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now, for folks who may have not been to a Vintage Carolina, Explain how this one works, because it's different from other events.
It is different. We don't have tables sold out that people sit around and kind of stay together. This is more of a mix and mingle. We have six different beverage vendors, local winery, local beer place, a couple local beer breweries is what I'm trying to say.
You got it out.
Sorry, it's a little early for me still. And six local chefs. And they're placed all throughout the country club. And you come in, you get your name tag, you're greeted by someone from the community foundation, and then you just mix and mingle and see people maybe you haven't seen since last year at Vintage Carolina, and just enjoy the food and the beverage and have a good time.
Yeah, where else can you go and have six different chefs or restaurants prepare food for you? A number of different beverages from our wineries and breweries. It's all in one place, and you get to taste it all.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things. Another thing that makes this different is that's it. That's the party. There aren't speeches. There aren't all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are not just a little bit, but it's not.
Right at the end.
But there's no asking for more money and that type of thing. It's ultimately just the event and the dollars that are raised through the tickets that are sold.
Yeah, there's no silent auction.
Right.
There's no live auction. It's just come, have fun, dance. There is a DJ.
Exactly.
And a photo booth. So get your picture taken in your fancy duds with your friends.
Which are always fun.
It's like
a
cruise wrapped up into 3 hours. Once you've paid your ticket, you're in your own. There's no more trying to get additional things out
of you. That's the point. That's the point I really wanted to make with this with this event.
Yeah.
And again,
we will announce the Dot Marlowe Charitable Catalyst Award for the second one in a row.
Fantastic.
This year.
Fantastic. Okay, so we all want to go. Everybody wants to go to Vintage Carolina, especially if you've never been before. How do we get tickets to go?
You reach out to the Community Foundation on their website, which is
www.cfhcforever.org.
Yes.
And it's the word forever spelled out.
Yes, yes.
You can call us on the phone at our office, 828-697-6224. And we can make sure you have a reservation. There's not really a ticket. You pay for the event. We have your name at the door and a name tag.
Right.
That's the way it usually works. We're still a small enough community that works great here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is awesome. It is awesome. It is a great, super fun time. But more importantly, those dollars that are raised to help the Community Foundation whenever we find a need that pops up.
That's right.
You've got some funding to help address those needs.
That's right. We're not really the end user. It's the community as a whole that's the end user.
Yeah.
We have volunteers that gather together to help make those decisions.
But
it's just my pleasure to serve this community. We have an abundance of generosity, and it's remarkable.
We are fortunate. We are very fortunate, aren't we?
Yes.
And one of those masters of philanthy is Merritt Wolf, who's sitting right here.
You're very generous.
Well, you're great. You're just great to the community. So let me just ask you, what is it about, what is it that got you involved with this event and Community Foundation?
Honestly?
Yeah, sure.
So when I purchased the store in March of 2017, Lori Bakke and Keith Dahlbeck had been involved in acquiring the beverage vendors for the event.
Yeah.
And Keith was ready to hand over the reins, and I took them. But have just absolutely loved working with Wendy and everybody at the Community Foundation
for
this event.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting to think that this event started 15 years ago. This community looked very different 15 years ago.
We didn't
have the dining options that we have now.
We certainly
didn't have the wineries and the breweries and all of that. So it's been fun to watch it over the last number of years and see, you know, that we have more of these opportunities.
Yeah.
And to get them all in one room, or a lot of them in one room, the only place you can do it is with Vintage Carolina.
Right. It's a great place to introduce your friends. New neighbors come to town. You'll learn about all sorts of places you want to go back to, try their restaurants, try their wines in different places, locations. It's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. And help the community and
the
Community Foundation. Benson, thank you so much for what you do with the Community Foundation. Merritt Wolf, again, Wine Sage and Gourmet. Let's give a plug real quick about Wine Sage and Gourmet. By the way, love your wine club.
Oh, thank you.
We are members of the wine club.
Best deal in town.
We are members of the wine club, and we love it. You never know when you're going to go somewhere, and you can bring somebody a bottle of wine, and you always have one right there. It's fantastic. Tell us very quickly a little bit about Wine Sage and Gourmet.
So we're located right on Main Street, 416 North Main Street, next to Dancing Bear Toys, and we do wine and beer by the glass. We also do cooking classes, and we have a fabulous wine club. You get two bottles a month, and we curate them. Keith and I sit down and taste and pick what we want to do each month, and so you get to try things you might not normally try.
Fantastic. Wine, Sage, and Gourmet on Main Street in beautiful downtown Hendersonville.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Merritt, thank you so much. McCray, thank you guys so much. Again, Vintage Carolina, get your tickets by going to cfhcforever.org or call the Community Foundation at 697-6224. That is Vintage Carolina, the very first Monday of March. Don't miss it.